Day zero is imminent at the SABC. That's what their chief financial officer, Yolande van Biljon, has been warning, because the public broadcaster is now having to choose between paying salaries or its municipal bills. I mean, I work at the SABC part-time. I know what it's like to walk through the reception area and see buckets in the foyer, in that grand foyer, because, of course, the ceiling is leaking when it rains. We know, of course, there was even a shutdown of part of the Radio Park building when a geyser started leaking its diesel. I mean, it's extraordinary. The infrastructure in that building is becoming dilapidated. There simply is no money. And of course, the public broadcaster is looking for a bailout to try and deal with its shortfalls as far as its budget is concerned. We're joined now by the General Secretary of the Communications Workers Union, Aubrey Tshabalala. A very good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to the listeners.
Now, of course, you represent many workers who work at the SABC, and there's no guarantee at this stage that June salaries will be paid. How are you receiving all of that?
Well, firstly, we are taken aback by the announcement. For the mere fact that you'll recall that a couple of months ago, there was a commitment made from the government in line with the Treasury, what is requested, that they will inject funds at SABC. But of course, there were conditions. One of those conditions that are known to us is that there will be a task team set up to assist SABC in terms of the turnaround strategy. And we agree with that, because you cannot throw money into the bottomless pocket, so you'll come back to the crisis a couple of months down the line. So we agree that there should be a strategy on how to save SABC going forward. We agree to the fact that we should have a turnaround strategy that will assist SABC to be self-sustainable. There's no need to have a SOE that will continuously looking for bailouts from day one.
I suppose that's really the problem, isn't it? The SABC is continuously looking for bailouts. Doesn't that suggest to you that its streams or avenues for creating revenue are not working?
Well, we, like all other SOEs that are consistently requesting for bailouts, it's a concern for us. As you may recall, when we were fighting against the retrenchment in that institution, we said that the funding model of SABC is not working. So we need to come up with a new model. Amongst those, we have made a number of suggestions that you have to include the likes of your regulator, the ICASA, to say how do you then turn around the issues, because we have moved to the new world of digital broadcasting. So you have your OTTs that are in the stream there, and how you regulate like any other country they do in Europe, so that you can be able to create a revenue for the public broadcaster to be self-sustainable. But there's a number of other things that we talk about, digital migration and a number of those that have not since been implemented. And it's unfortunate that we don't pick it up when they talk about the turnaround strategy at SABC, the funding model and all of that, which have brought us to this crisis.
There could be a view that all of those are at best medium to long-term strategies that could be implemented. The crisis right here and right now. And some people might blame you as the unions, because part of its cost-cutting measures, as far as the broadcaster was concerned, was, you know, shedding some jobs, which you've opposed.
Well, I think that's a very lazy thinking, to say that to cut jobs, you're saving funding. It never worked in any way where we're organized, where they've cut workers. It never worked. They keep on cutting because it's not a very thoughtful strategy. The strategy is you need to have revenue streams. You need to create a self-sustainable institution. And like what I'm talking about, I mean, Zimbabwe has overtaken us on the digital migration. It is not a rocket science to do that.
Sure.
We have to engage Centex to switch on into this thing. We have set-top boxes that are lying at post office that has not been distributed. So all those things are there.
Sure. But Aubrey, all of those things are there, and they're not going to bring the money in right now. I mean, somebody might ask, are workers better off not being paid and working, or accepting inevitable retrenchments and maybe getting a chance of employment elsewhere?
No. That's a pure no, because the government that's why we said we are disappointed. The government said, we are here, we want to help. We want SABC to come into a turnaround strategy. The announcement made by the SABC over the weekend simply suggests that meeting has not taken place.
So who are you blaming for it? Who do you blame for this?
Absolutely is management. Absolutely is their board. Why? Because those are the people that are paid to make SABC, to keep up SABC afloat.
They can't pick money from the sky, Aubrey. They've said consistently they need this help out. They get promises around possible guarantees or at least backing for funding if they go and get it in the open market. That funding hasn't necessarily come through. They can't print money. It doesn't fall from trees. You know that.
Bongani, you're not hearing me. I'm saying to you, there is an offer from government, but it's with a condition. The condition is there is a task team to assist you to turn around. So if you are not allowing that, you cannot request the money. Even banks, they don't just throw money without a plan in place. So what is needed is that the management must move with the necessary speed to meet the treasury and discuss around that particular question. That's what needs to happen. So it has not been done. So that's why we are disappointed. So you can't say people must throw in money into the endless bottomless pocket without you throwing something in terms of turnaround strategy that will assure the person that's giving you money that that money will be correctly utilized and you can help SABC. That's the point that we're arguing.
Yeah. Aubrey, there's also been the issue of the SABC being politicized. We know that there's been attempts to capture the SABC in the past. This is really the first independent board that we've seen in a long, long while that's taken decisions they would insist are in the best interests of the corporation and not the politicians. If there is a turnaround strategy, why not let them implement it and run with it as they see fit if they've been trusted with those positions?
I'm not so sure what that is praises for this board are for, particularly the one that has been just replaced now. Remember, we have contracts that have been signed that we were found wanting for security that cost millions of rands. Secondly, you cannot tell me that a turnaround strategy is about retrenchment, and you tell me this is a Khrime turnaround strategy. We disagree with that. We have presented the opposite to that. And so for me to praise the board, it must really turn around things. It must show that there's revenue streams. SABC have one of the majority listened station, which is of course in others. So it shows that there is a potential to work around it. There is a potential in the internet financial streams. So for us, nothing has been done significantly to turn things around. So you cannot present a turnaround strategy that contains one thing, the French workers.
All right, we'll leave it there. Aubrey Tshabalala, the General Secretary of the Communications Workers Union, reflecting on the SABC. I mean, apart from the municipal bills that the public broadcaster says it might not be able to pay the city of Joburg, what, 13.5 million rand there. It owes Centec 317 million rand. It owes MultiChoice's Supersport division 208 million rand. They're looking for 3.2 from government. And you've just got to ask the question, what happens when the public broadcaster goes black? Won't we all lose out?